good news, everyone!
Time for fun!
It's time for another episode of Blessing of Frost, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Magic and Kern.
Hi there, my name is Kern, and welcome to yet another episode of Blessing of Frost. With me, as always, is Magic. Magic, 17 yes. Episodes.
17 is a big number.
How have we not been banned in most nations yet?
It's still being put through their upper tier legislature. That's what I heard.
That's a really good answer, actually.
It's getting caught up in there. They'll push it through soon enough.
Good to hear. So soon we will be banned in most of the civilized nations of the world.
Yes.
Excellent. Our special guest this week is a longtime friend of both of ours, Tiandrina, also known as Tia. Tia was an officer in Fade Heroes, the Warlock officer, and that's the guild where we met. And surprisingly, she did her fair share of raid leading, mostly AQ20, when she wasn't in Fellwood for various reputation reasons. She still plays her Warlock, and she's a raider of ours in Apotheosis, and she is the undisputed queen of rep of Apotheosis. So welcome to the show, Tia. How are you doing today?
I am doing good, thanks. I'm looking forward to helping push those ratings into you getting banned somewhere.
Yeah, awesome. You would.
Well, until Tia gets us banned, I guess we'll move on into our lore master segment. Anything exciting this week, Karn?
Oh God, what is not exciting about my life right now?
Oh goodness.
Yeah, I
what
know.
A lead-in.
I'm dog sitting and house sitting for my parents again. So
Hooray.
That I know it, that means that I'm constantly congested because I'm allergic to the dog, and I'm not sleeping well because I have to be up to feed the dog at like 6:30 in the morning, which is so contrary to my
Fantastic.
Natural rhythm. It's awesome.
Is it now? Up at 6:30, isn't that usually about when you're going to bed? Or
exactly, which is so painful. It just does not work.
Gotcha.
And as a super special bonus, the backlight on my laptop, which I might add is my only computer,
right,
died.
The backlight died?
Yeah. The screen did not die, because like you can actually see the lighter color icons, but it looks like you're wearing like six pairs of sunglasses.
So during the day, you can use it pretty much okay, as long as it's near the sunlight, but at night it's just...
Oh, no, you can't. Like, I literally can't use it. I am currently on it, but I've hooked it up to the external screen that my dad has.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So that's good times. It's a good thing I was planning on buying a couple new screens for my upcoming new sweet computer. I'll just have to buy them this week before I go back home.
Exactly.
Let's see what else. My mage is now 52.
Right.
I did some more questing in the Eastern Plaguelands. I give up, because I have now done every single Eastern Plaguelands quest, and there's nothing that adequately explains why everything in Strat Live is now dead.
Oh, really? You've gone through almost every quest over there?
No, I've gone through every quest, and I got the achievement for it. And so I still don't know what the hell is going on over there.
Why don't you just look it up online like you would with anything else?
See, that's the thing.
An excellent question, Tia.
I was planning on doing that, and then I'm like, no. I rolled the mage back when you rolled your pally, and Fog on his warrior, and Madge on his pally, and like I wanted to see what various quests were like, right? So it took me a while to like get back into the sort of
questing.
Swing of questing, because I was doing so many instances with you guys. And then I'm like, well, this is a wonderful reason for me to get back to it. And like, I have a question, let us find the answer to the question. However, I would like to say that there is a very interesting thing that I've noticed about Strat Live. Would you like to know what that is?
Do I have a choice?
The portcullis... No, you don't have a choice. Portcullis does not come down when you go in. You know how you used to zone in and you couldn't zone back out? Now you can.
Oh yeah, I discovered that the other day when I was helping Jay's daughter. We could get back out again.
Yeah, how weird is that?
Interesting. I mean, I guess you actually went over there to zone in and out again, right?
Yes, I did.
because I've never had, when you're just like queuing, you never usually have a reason to go back out, and even if you did, you wouldn't go outside, you'd go to wherever. Like yeah. I said, I don't even remember turning around to look.
Yeah, I know. It's like you just zone in and you assume that you can't do anything about, like, getting out or whatever. Yeah.
But the question still remains is, after you epically failed at finding out why they're dead now, why wouldn't you look it up online?
That is because I have been distracted by being congested, dog sitting, and the backlight on my computer dying.
Tia, she forgot.
I did not forget.
Her dog is getting blamed for everything.
Dude, he's annoying. Just like my brother.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
So that's that. So that's something I need to do this week, and figure out what the hell's going on in Strat Live, because that's really bothering me, and I didn't really think it would, but it does. Let's see. Then Cho'Gall, 9 kills, finally got a pair of bracers.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay!
I'm so excited. Poor Wox is, like, so heartbroken because he's actually taken gear over the last few weeks while I've been sitting there waiting patiently, or rather not so patiently, for my bracers to drop.
Yeah, so, you complain about them for a pretty consistent basis, so I don't know about patiently.
Yeah, but so somewhat impatiently, but I haven't spent any DK or EP, ooh, GP, whatever the hell it is
catch
we
yourself
use. I know, right? But poor Wox has actually gotten some of the upgrades that have dropped, and so he was way behind me on EPGP priority, and I'm like, sorry, buddy, you have 346s, these are mine. So, nice. Yeah, so that was good. Then crazy, crazy lockouts with the raid. Like, we'll talk a bit more about this in Slash Raid, but can I just say that we had the most interesting visit from a GM ever. Like, a GM actually took control of Dayden's tune and derped at us. It was kind of epic.
Pretty much hilarious.
Quite enjoyable. And apart from that, my baby Pally is 24. That is a net gain of 2 levels.
Wow. In a week, huh?
Yeah, this ain't gonna be fast.
You know, considering the amount of experience boosting, I'm kind of disappointed in you.
Dude, I'm really disappointed in myself. Like, I thought that I would fly through, but I have to point to the dog and the screen.
Oh my god, really?
Yes.
Again?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, so that was my week. How about you, Tia? What was your week like?
For me, it was actually a pretty slow WoW week. I only raided once in the last week because I had a weekend getaway. So basically, I've just done a little bit of farming. I'm kind of in a WoW lull right now. I tend to be obsessed about certain things getting done. And since I finished off my sandstone drake recipe, I really don't have new obsession to replace that. Other than that, I did cheat on WoW a little bit, trying out some Rift.
And how was that?
Well, it's exciting because you can have 3 professions instead of just 2, which who doesn't love professions?
I love them.
Exactly. And you can get a mount as soon as you can afford it, which is pretty awesome.
Wow, no waiting till like level 40, or I guess these days level 20.
Yes. Well, I mean, gold is a little bit, or it's platinum that you need, not gold. And I'm going to bug my friend that I'm playing with to give me some money because I can't afford a mount yet, which sucks.
Wait. So the infamous Tia, who is richer than God in WoW, has nothing in Rift. This is awesome. I might buy a copy just to mock you.
You know, I kind of forgot how hard it is to start fresh, considering I have every profession in the game. I'm completely self-sufficient, so to start with no money, no characters to make you new bags so you can carry stuff, it's definitely on the painful side.
I guess that was the main reason Karn, you didn't want to start a new paladin over on Skywall.
Exactly. There was no way I was going to do that all the way on that server when I can't like mail stuff back and forth between, you know, tunes or what have you.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine just like starting from scratch a new game. You know, I guess I can sort of imagine it when I tried out what's the name of the space game?
Man,
I can't believe I'm blanking on that right now.
Eve Online?
Yes. Eve. And I'm just starting, and I'm like, it's just so overwhelming to like start trying to get money and just starting a new RPG or whatnot. It's rough.
Yeah, I tried that out. I don't know when, probably close to a year ago now. I tooled around with it a little bit, and Day logged into his tune that he hadn't logged into for like over a year, and he just started giving me stuff, and I'm like, cool, sweet.
See, that's handy. That's what I need. Except for the friend I'm playing with just started themselves, although they already have a mount. Jerks.
Nice.
But yeah, that's about my week.
Sounds fun. How about yourself, Madge?
I guess raid-wise, sort of exactly what happened that you mentioned already, the whole weird lockout stuff. I was a little late to Sunday's raid because of some girlfriend-related stuff while her father's birthday, yada, yada, yada. Delicious, delicious dinner. And, I don't know, outside of raiding, I've been PvPing a bunch on the mage and the priest doing arenas with Fog. And I've been playing a lot more of my priest, specifically in like Battlegrounds with Fog on Harvey.
Oh, so cool.
That's fun. I haven't like healed someone specific in a while. I mean, I guess we did it previously, but only more recently have I like really gotten back into the priest PvP. And it's awesome. I love healing in the Battlegrounds.
Yeah, I can't. I can't do that. It drives me nuts.
What about it drives you nuts? I just, I don't know. I love being under duress and attempting to heal.
I hate that. That's the part of it. It's like the knowledge that at any second, some jackass rogue is going to come up behind me.
And just stunlock you forever.
Exactly. And or maybe interrupt the one school of magic I have. Like, anybody could do that. A mage halfway across the damn map does that to me. And that's it. Everything on my bars goes on cooldown. It's just like, I'm dead.
Yeah. Well, that's why you have concentration aura and aura mastery.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awesome. But, in addition to that, we did a couple more raid of Battlegrounds on Sunday after post-raid. And our
post-raid?
Matching... Yeah, post-raid. Right? Oh. Was it post-raid on Sunday? Yeah, because we finished early. And so for the second half, like, till 12:30 or so, we did raided Battlegrounds.
Cool.
Yeah. I think we lost 2 and won 1 while I was there, and they did 1 before I got into the group. We need to work on our strats for that a little bit. Like, having strats would be a good start. and the comp itself is probably something that needs to be looked at a lot. It's kind of weird with their matching system, because we got matched up against... Like, our average team rating is probably, like, 2-something. And then the people we played against, the average team rating was, like, 13 or, like, 1,500. It was one guy with, like, a 3,200 rating on their team. And he just crushed everybody.
That seems balanced and fair. What the?
Yeah, I don't know. It was very strange. There was, like, a 3.2K, a 2.4K, and just a bunch of other people. And it was on a PvP server. And, we got stomped. I don't know.
Is the whole rated Battleground thing sort of like what Guido used to organize a little bit back in BC? Like, you'd have, like, I guess, 10 or so of us, and we'd go in and do, like, Arathi or something, and so we'd have, like, 5 puggers, and we'd all be like, listen to Guido, and Guido would, like, organize, like, all the groups and just, like, have 2 roaming groups and 3 sets of 3 at each flag. And
It's sort of like that, except it's... I want to say it's kind of like the intensity of arenas mixed with the respawning of battlegrounds, where you need to be... You really need to be more organized and have your stuff together, because there are only 10 people, and so it's you need to keep everything really tight. It's interesting. You know, it's a lot different than I would have guessed it would have been. I would have guessed it was more like, you know, we had our 10 people from the guild that want to go do Raid of Battlegrounds, and I mean, I'm not phenomenally geared, to be honest. I'm putting in more time now, but you, like, need to be geared. It's like raiding at that point, the level that the team we played against was. You know, that's probably their raiding every week.
Very cool.
Yeah, so it is awesome, and it's another way that you can, like, take the game really seriously and still have fun with it, is in a PvP aspect. Yeah, that was eye-opening and a lot of fun. And other than that, I've been playing my Paladin as well, and I am now level 55, I think.
Cheater.
Yeah. I don't have any of the rep, or not the rep, the experience boost stuff, though. I'm not using any of it, only the in-guild one.
Wow. Lame.
So, yeah, it's alright. I'm, like, leveling fast enough, and I enjoy, like, tanking, so... It's been good. I've done a lot of Sunken Temple, and they've cut that place apart.
Really?
There's only the main level now, you know, the level with the Hakkar Arrancus or Arrancus or whatever his
really?
Name is. Yep, and I can't remember the summoning guy's name that you have to kill before you can pull the dragon, but Jamal, I think.
Jamal.
Thank God I hated that place.
Yeah, the place is, like, max a half hour now, and it's only that one level. There's no trolls on the upper level or any of the statue crap on the lower level.
I like the statue crap.
Really? No. I spent so much time lost in there, like...
Exactly.
It was terrible.
Yeah, that's what I said. When we were doing the group, they're like, man, they cut so much out, and I was like, yeah, it was terrible previously. We'd be in here for, like, an hour lost going in circles, so... Now it's shorter, and I feel... I enjoy it more because it's pretty linear, just going through the couple of rings and being done, and it's nice and quick.
Linear isn't so bad, but I did enjoy the fact that, like, in order to, like, activate the statues and spawn the guy downstairs, like, you had to do that in a certain order. I always thought that was kind of cool. I'm not saying I was good at it. I'm not saying that I necessarily enjoyed it, but I thought that the idea was cool.
So it's sort of they've sort of moved it to what is it, Zul'Drak or with the statues that you have to click on, except there's no order.
Huh.
I don't know. I ran it probably three times today and two full BRD runs, and so leveling happened because I think I went from 53 to 55. I don't know. It's good times. I'm excited to hit upper levels and then be able to both heal and tank.
Excellent.
Yes, good times. So yeah, that's been a good time. I guess that's probably it for my week. What is up next? I guess it's hot fix. Is there any hot fixes current?
Kind of. They started the sort of free trial thing for the remote guild chat feature. Yeah, the free trial is starting now, and it should allow you to chat in guild and in whispers and stuff, and officer chat too, from your mobile device, so like your iPhone or your Android phone or what have you.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's very neat. So, you know, I got my update thing, my update app from the Apple iTunes Store. And
App Store.
Whatever. And I'm still new to owning an
iPhone user.
I know, right? So I tried that out. I got the update and everything. And so I log into my Tune, and I'm on current, and I'm looking forward to trying out Guild Chat. It's like, I'm sorry, the free trial of the remote Guild Chat feature is not enabled yet on your realm. And I'm like, what? That sucks. So I try like two other realms, nothing. Finally, I go to, like, the official blog post. It's only available on FizzCrank and Lightbringer in the U.S. thus far.
Huh.
So I'm like, that's totally useless for me. Like,
yeah,
what am I doing?
Are they like, doing them? Are they introducing one at a time, or...?
I don't know. The page says, check back often as we plan to roll this out to like all realms or something like that. But I don't imagine it's going to be altogether quick.
True.
But like, Bizcrank, like, I don't even know people on those realms.
Well,
how dare they put it on realms that you don't know people at?
Exactly!
Who do they think they are?
I know, the nerve!
Yeah, so that's about all that's really of note. There was some critical restarts today on all the realms, but apart from that, everything seems to be in good working order. And with that, we'll move into our slash raid segment. We spent a bunch of time this week on Heroic Meloriac, which was alternately horrifying and awesome, and then back to horrifying again, I think. We basically considered it a huge success to get to the second Dark Phase. We still need to do a lot of work there, but I think we're starting to get comfortable with some of the mechanics, which is always exciting. We also wanted to smack her Chimeron around a little bit, but we got stoned, basically, by raid lockout issues.
Elaborate on that.
Anyone who had been in for Heroic Meloriac attempts, but then was not there when we killed him regular, and then the subsequent regular Atrimedes kill, was unable to play with Heroic Chimeron. That was initially me and Hestia, a Ruster Druid, and Takari, a Rogue. So, like, you can't really go in and do Heroic Chimeron with six healers, missing out me and Hestia, because we only have eight right now. So that wasn't really an optimum comp. So we decided we'd open a ticket, and in the meantime, you know, we go get Heroic Halifas down and play around in Bastion. So we get this GM almost immediately, which alone is shocking. And he, like, asks me a few questions. I'm missing all of Bastion trash at this point. I'm, like, zoned in, but I'm, like, chatting furiously with the GM while everyone else does trash. It was brilliant. So the GM's asking me questions, and like, look, we tried every single configuration of raid leader and difficulty level of the raids to try to make sure that we somehow matched up, but the bottom line is, Dayden, who had been the raid leader on the regular Meloriac kill, and myself, who had been the raid leader during the heroic Meloriac attempts, could not exist in the same heroic instance together. And so he asks me for my raid ID number, and I'm like, we can't see that anymore. I know what you're talking about, but it doesn't show in my slash raid info anywhere. He's like, oh.
Do they, still exist?
Apparently.
Just not to us.
I think that's the case. Oh. So he then asks me if Dayden's still online. I'm like, yeah, actually, he is. And he's like, all right, can you have him log off his tune so we can get on his tune? I'm like, okay. I'm like, Dayden, can you log off so a GM can, like, log on to you? And he's like, okay. So as soon as he finished tanking the last bit of trash, that's exactly what happened. And so everybody is like, you know, I'm on Mumble, I'm explaining all this to everyone, and people are like, oh my god, so is that a GM on Dayden right now? And everyone's like, yeah, oh my god, that's so cool. And everyone, like, proceeds to, like, talk to him and slash say, and, like, do things to him, like, drop banners on him, give him Guardian Spirit, like, all kinds of weird stuff. And I'm just, like, facepalming the whole time. I'm, like, writing to the GM, I'm like, I apologize for my guildies who are harassing you. And he's like, oh, they're not harassing me, they're harassing my boss. I'm like, oh. I'm like, way to go, guys. But basically what happened was we decided not to go back to WD that night and just, you know, get Heroic Halifas down and VNT and the GM who was inhabiting Dayden's body said to us that he'd fix us so that we could go back later in the week. And I'm like, great, excellent. It turns out that the big fix was simply erasing our raid lockouts. I'm like, okay, fair enough. So we go in on Sunday, we're all ready to go do Heroic Chimeron attempts, and Fog, who had been there for the Heroic Meloriac attempts, and Cronus, who had also been there for that, but neither one of them had killed regular Meloriac, like they weren't eligible. It was the same damn problem. And I'm like, this is absolutely ridiculous. So I write another note to the GMs, and I'm like, guys, seriously, this is ridiculous. And you know what they did? They removed my lock again.
Really?
Yeah, they did. I'm just like, oh, for the love of Pete. So I thank them for, you know, their attentiveness and their attention to the problem, but that wasn't really what was the major issue. That the issue is that, you know, we didn't kill a heroic boss. Why are people getting saved? I think that what we've decided to do is to not change raid leaders. And something else I want to do is not try more than one heroic boss, like just spend one night on a heroic boss and then that's it, and make sure everyone who is there for that then kills the normal thing if we can't get it down heroic.
Yeah, it's that lockout stuff is such a pain.
Terrible. And like, because we didn't get to play with heroic Chimeron last night, we just decided to just go through and kill Chimeron and Neff and then council and show, and then we called it because we really didn't want to deal with you know, that whole thing like Alakir while we were already so frustrated.
Yeah,
so that was our raid week. If you have had similar issues, because I know a lot of people have, but if you've had similar issues and you have ways of working around these heroic lockout issues, feel free to comment or email us at podcast@blessingofrost.com.
Yes, do that thing that she said.
Alrighty, with that, we'll move into our guild tab. As mentioned before, our guest this week is Tiandrina. She is a warlock and a raider with us in Apotheosis, and we have known her for quite some time.
Long
we
time.
All have a lot of dirt on each other. yeah, I think that was pretty fair to say. We're going to ask Tia a few questions, and like I said, she is the undisputed queen of rep, which is what we will be talking about later on in general chat. So Madge, how about you start us off?
All right, I guess the first question, as always, is tell us a little bit about your tune.
Well, I guess Tia is my first tune and definitely my first love. There's some classes I enjoy playing, but it always brings me right back to Tia. I started playing the game when my ex's sister made me play. She gave me a 10-day key, which I had been avoiding this game like the plague, as it's the kind of game I like, and it's a life suck. So I started playing, and of course, immediately loved the game. I remained ungilded till about, I guess, level 40, and I was in Tenaris, and I ran into Logwin, who then took me on a ZF run, which they were very, very nice. I got to admit, they went out of their way to make sure that I got all my quests done, et cetera, et cetera. And they invited me to the guild, and I actually accepted. I was kind of avoiding guilds because, believe it or not, I am actually an antisocial person. But I did join the guild. Eventually, I guess I became one of the officers of Baited Heroes.
Yeah, how did that happen?
You know, Log asked me, I think it was right after Alendria went to EA, and I was like, I don't know. This is what I do for a living. I don't really want to do it in game. It kind of ruins the fun for me. And I spent a lot of time thinking about it. And then I figured, what the hell? We'll give it a shot.
Very cool.
What would you say your favorite memory is in WoW?
Well, you were both there for my favorite memory. I believe this is one occurrence as well. We were all, it's in vanilla, and we were all at Dire Maul I can't talk.
Oh, God, I know where this is going. This always goes to I will never live this down.
You know,
continue.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
We were farming our ogre beads for our 0.5 tier gear, and the announcement was made for the PvP boss in that little area. So we all went down. Yeah. So we all went in there. There was 10, myself, Kern, Medj, BW. And we all went in there. There was some horde that were trying to prevent us from killing the boss. You know, we downed him, we killed all the horde, everything was fantastic. We left, and about 10 minutes afterwards, we all got to experience, I guess, team speak. It was team speak, wasn't it?
No, I think it was Vent.
Was it Vent?
I believe it was Vent back then.
Yes, but the leg of Medj, talking about a big sword and someone trying to be sneaky. And I remember thinking, holy moly, who am I hanging out with? This guy has smoked some crazy crack. Like, really, just, I was worried. And then we found out about the leg, and I pretty much laughed so hard that my stomach hurt the next morning.
That was definitely pretty epic. It was very, like, none of us really knew magic that well at that point, and so we honestly thought that he was really high on something.
There was no doubt.
Like, we were just like, wow, what is he on? And we're like typing to each other and like talking to each other in the vent, and we're like, what guy, Madge? What sword? And there's like nothing. He's like, oh god. And
we're just like sitting inside Dire Maul, like just inside the instance at that point, I think, or we had just started pulling or something.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I like immediately feign death as soon as Magic is talking about like a guy with a sword. I'm like, feign! And I'm like looking around, I'm like, I don't see anything. And then, of course, I got flack for feigning because, you know, that is the hunter way.
Yeah, it was definitely highly amusing.
Good time.
Yeah, and that is the story that will stay forever, as far as I can figure out. How many, has it been mentioned yet? That was probably on the first episode, I don't remember.
Probably.
I'm not sure. You're going to have to just make me laugh that hard again over something else for me to drop that story, I think.
Well, I guess we'll have to see. So, why did you join Apotheosis?
Because Kern is very annoying.
That is a correct answer. I guess there's no more truth than that sentence, huh?
Well, for reasons of my own, when Fated Heroes disbanded, when I was made to disband Fated Heroes, it was very heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah.
For reasons of my own, I decided not to follow Chilling and Apotheosis, and I remained ungilded for a while. And then for some reason, EA let me join them.
Hilarious.
It is pretty funny, considering how terrible I am. I really don't know what they were thinking.
Oh, come on.
I guess, well, the good thing was is locks were pretty useless before then, so not a lot of people had locks. So I think that was in my benefit.
That's a good reason, is that it?
Yeah, so I raided with EA and spent a lot of time lost in Kara. And then lost in Tempest. Is it Tempest Keep I got lost in too? Basically, I was well known
Hyjal.
For being lost. Hyjal, yes. When they sent me off into the bush to get the gargoyles. Yes.
It's probably Day who said that. So we can blame him.
Yeah. So yeah, and then Kern over, I guess, the years had been prodding and poking about joining Apotheosis. And when she talked about you guys reforming, somehow I ended up making a Facebook page so that I could keep up with the Apotheosis stuff. And I guess she whittled me down, and I just said, fine, I'm in.
Yes!
Over time, she got you.
That's right. Years and years of harassment.
For a while, it wasn't even that she like protested, you know, joining the guild and hanging out with all of us. It was like the name. She couldn't stand the name. I'm sure that you still don't like the name, but you know, it's gotten to the point where, eh.
Right. You know, I was in a guild called Faded Heroes at one point in time, and Epic, again, really, guild names are just not great.
Actually, you know what? Back in the day, I don't remember where, but back in the day, Epic again got some kind of recognition for having one of the best guild names.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the story behind it is good, I guess, is where it comes from, because they were actually originally called Epic, and they had disbanded, and then when they went to reform the guild, another guild had the name Epic, so that's why they got Epic again.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. A bit better than our story. Our story consists of Palantir being high on Vicodin after having his wisdom teeth out, flipping through a dictionary, stopping at apotheosis, and going, apotheosis.
Guild name.
Done. Yeah. Yeah. So, that said, what else do you like to do in-game besides raid?
Well, I tend to do a little bit of everything. It kind of keeps me busy. Like I said earlier, I tend to get obsessive about certain things and won't stop until I get it. So, for instance, there was the the Kodo? You farmed it with me, the stupid mount, the Kodo mount.
Oh,
is that what
yeah.
it's called? What's it called?
From BRD?
From
Brewfest.
Yes, I was very obsessive about that, and then until I wrote it, and it made me nauseous, so I never used it again. Then, I don't know, just, I guess I do a little bit of everything right now. PvP is something that I've started to get a little bit into that I wasn't into before. I have an arena team with Jay, and we suck at it together.
Nice!
Yes, we are terrible. I don't know if we will continue on because Jay seemed pretty determined to stop playing after we won one arena. He wanted to leave it on a positive note, so I don't really know if I'm going to be able to get back into arenas or not with Jay.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. I do a little bit of everything, farming, gold making, you know.
So how much gold do you actually have?
Nobody knows.
Damn it. All right. Now we have our quirky question based on the guest, which changes every week. I was going to ask you something about rep, but because we will be covering rep in great detail in general chat, I decided to go in another direction. Our unofficial motto in Faded Heroes was, "Faded Heroes, we stand around a lot."
Yeah.
So let me ask, was it really just pure boredom that led you and Tandris to start ninja pulling things, or was it some other sort of, you know, mischievous sort of desire to cause trouble?
You know, I think Tan and I were definitely a bad combo when it came to raiding and being good. Tan, I think, spent a lot of time wasted, which didn't help with the pulling. I guess I was the cure for being slow. I just figured if I pull it, they have to fight it. So that's, you know, kind of the deal.
And as a follow-up question, do you find that reading an apotheosis is slightly better, slightly worse, or about the same in terms of pulling as Faded Heroes was?
Well, I know Dayden did get mad at me once when I kind of just kept running into some mobs when we were still distributing loot. So I kind of accidentally pulled some then. There was another time where Wox was egging me on to pull, so I guess I haven't done it yet, so I guess it's not as bad. You'll know only when time I do it tell. On purpose.
Yeah, because you'll say, that was Tan, and I'll see a Shadow Bolt go right by me.
You know, I'm thinking of using Cam now, since she's actually here, you know, and uses the same spells. I figured maybe I could start pawning some stuff on a Cam, since she's mean to me.
Considering she keeps calling you a slacker.
Yes. And the stuff she says in lock chat. We need an officer in there. She is very mean.
I just don't see it.
I'll send magic in there to spy on the warlocks there.
That would be a good plan.
Excellent.
I don't know if they'd be very happy about that.
No, we like our privacy.
Exactly.
They don't have to know. You can just sort of sneak in there before the raid, and then everyone will join. No one's going to think to do a listing of who's in the channel with them.
No, they scare me. I'll leave them alone. Guess that'll move us on into the topic of the evening in our general chat. What would that topic be?
Well, we've spent a few podcasts here talking about raiding and such. Like, the last three podcasts have been about raiding. So yes. We thought that this week we talk about something that's, you know, still vaguely related to raiding, but is a whole other pursuit on its own. That is rep, gaining reputation with various factions. Well, everyone needs their Zane rep, except for scribes, to get the most out of their tunes for PvE content. A lot of people, like Tia, just enjoy repping up with various factions, and I'm honestly not sure I understand why, but I do know it's a huge undertaking for most reps that don't have a tabard, and that a lot of people really enjoy getting those achievements. So with us today, as I mentioned, is our favorite rep whore, Tia, who got Apotheosis, the United Nations Guild achievement, by being exalted with, are you ready for this, 55 separate reputations.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
I think I speak for everyone when I say, holy crap, what the hell possessed you to do that?
Well, first off, there is nothing like being called a whore for this podcast. Thank you very much.
Anytime.
I'm actually at 56 now.
The number is going up.
Yeah, I guess I was at 49 reps, and my scales of sand was super close. And so I posted on the board seeing if anyone would go on a run for me to help me get closer to getting that achievement. And kind of the boards kind of exploded with people arguing about how you get the achievement, and there's no point in doing that because someone else has it, and et cetera, et cetera. And then I guess because so many people were so vocal about it, I started to kind of feel pressured because I was the one with the most reps, and I was the person that probably liked farming the reps the most. So I started to feel super pressured, and thanks to a bunch of guildies that went, because all the reps that I was missing were all the super stupid easy ones with the tabards.
Okay.
Yeah, so a bunch of guildies just went on a ridiculous amount of runs with me to help me finish it off. And I also finished off my Ravenholt at the same time, becoming insane at the same time as getting my 55 reputations.
Wow, so by becoming insane, you mean you got the title, which just accurately describes your state of mind?
Well, you know, it does suit me. I got to admit that Tiandrina the Insane is just, it's perfect.
It's a great title.
Yep. So, let's see. That's like a huge achievement, so like, grats to you on 56.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Wow.
Was the 56 of the guild one?
No, the guild one was more like 51, 52. Whoa.
That's impressive. Kern isn't even exalted with the guild. That's kind of sad.
That's sad.
Well, Madrana is, though, so. Yeah.
I am anyway. Certainly not.
No, we know you're not, because you're a slacker.
Yes!
So, Tia, what was your first rep to exalted, if you can remember?
Well, I remember, and you remember, because you mentioned the amount of time that I spent in Fellwood.
Oh, was it really the Timbermaw?
It was the Timbermaw. And, it, you know, at the time, it wasn't about the rep. It was about that trinket. What was it called?
Oh my god, really? The one that summoned the Furby to...
Yes.
Wow.
It was all about Defender of the Timbermaw. Here, I got it here. I still have it, of course. I thought that there would be nothing better than when I'm out farming to have a personal little healer follow me around. As it turns out, the trinket sucked and was a waste of time.
That's so sad.
It was sad. It was, you know, if I actually researched things, I probably could have found out it sucked before I put all the effort in, but whatever. Too late now.
Done, yeah, and done.
55 reputations after that one. Jeez. So what got you to keep getting rep with other factions? Like, was it all like just you started off with like a goal because there was something neat involved with it, or did you just like the idea of being exalted?
Well, the first three reps that I farmed were all for items. The first one being the useless trinket. The second one that I farmed was Cenarian Circle, which, you know, it actually brought a lot of good times, which probably helped my liking of rep. Basically, Tan and I would go out and farm that, and we spent the entire time trying to murder each other, and BW would be hanging back, healing us, trying to prevent us from killing each other. So it was some pretty good times.
That is the best way to train a healer ever, by the way. BW was such a good healer, and I credit you and Tan for that.
You know, but you know what you can credit him for is the fact that I have a total disregard for my health bar.
Hooray.
Thanks, yes. Crypt. We really appreciate that.
That's right. He gave me the faith in healers that I would not die.
Wow, no pressure.
Yeah. So,
you know what?
No pressure at all.
That's it. You're not on my platform anymore. I'm very, I'm moving you to, like, I don't know, somebody else's.
You know, I was really disappointed that time that I died and Match didn't. That was, like, a big load of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was definitely my bad.
My feelings were hurt that you let me die before Match.
Yeah, it's true. They probably should be hurt.
Not that I let you die. Hey, you know what? I'm not the only healer on that platform, eh? You know that there's another one? Her name is Dar. Maybe you've heard of her. Jeez.
Yeah, but she might have ill feelings towards me for my need to kill Day.
Huh.
Which I have a new plan. Did you?
Yeah, I have a new plan on killing Day, too. So sleep with one eye open, Day.
She's coming.
That's right. Anyway, so back to reps. Yeah, so I don't know. I guess I liked, then I guess it was just filling up the bars and seeing like green, you know, being loved by everybody, certain places I go and they cheer my name. And that's, I don't know, it's fun.
You know what? I do enjoy, I'm not exalted with half as many, like literally not even half as many reps as you are, but I'm exalted with the Kieran tour on both my teams, I think. And I really always enjoyed, you know, leaving the flight area in Dalaran and getting told hi or wow, there goes Kern or Madrano or hi, thanks for, you know, helping us out, or you know all those little emote things. I'm like, that's kind of cool. I like that. That's nice flavor text.
Yeah, it is, and it makes you feel wanted.
Exactly.
Right.
Anyways,
what has been the absolute worst rep to level up, and why?
Well, I think the entire guild knows which one I hated the most, because I don't think I ever stopped whining at any point in time.
So, average day with Kern. Continue.
Yes, exactly. And it was definitely the Ravenholt. Having to level a rogue, which is the worst class in the world. I'm sorry to Kari in one man, but seriously, I don't know how you did it, because seriously, rogues, I can't do them. So having to level a rogue just to farm those stupid boxes, Plus, I made some errors along the way with that rep. It was my last one needed for Insane, and Cataclysm came along. And you really are only supposed to turn in the boxes right at the last part, and you can actually farm mobs to get your rep. However, Cataclysm, I guess, removed some of the mob sites, and I thought they had removed all of the mobs. So I started turning in my lockboxes early, which is very depressing.
Not good.
No, it's terrible. So it took longer, even longer than it should have. And by golly, I hate playing a rogue. I really, really do.
Yeah, I remember seeing you in Blackrock Spire on your rogue just for hours, being very depressed about it, I imagine.
I was definitely impressed about it. But, you know, I guess you get to talk with guildies and stuff at the same time, so it makes it not as horrible as it could be.
I guess that's true. I mean, that's what a lot of it is about. I guess at least you can do that when you're doing almost anything, you know?
Yeah, makes definitely. And, you know, having people listen to me whine over and over again and they have no choice if they've got their guild chat open is awesome.
That is kind of cool. I do recall you complaining now and again.
Yeah, it was terrible.
What would you say was your easiest rep to get?
My easiest? Well, any of the tabard ones, really. I mean, you can take a level 85 and use any city tabard and just run through stockades and get your rep that way. It's ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, what I did is, because I needed Gilneas, one of our guildies told me this. I want to say X told me about it, but I went demo, which I hate, but running Hellfire is awesome through stockades where you just run through and you don't need to loot anything anyways, and yeah, just wrap up the wazoo.
That's kind of disgusting.
So I'd say any of those were the easiest. Any with a tabard is stupid easy.
I guess everything has gotten easier just because so many different reps now have tabards.
It's a lot of my reps I farmed at the time. This isn't me farming them at 85. Like all the reps I got at 85 were pretty much mostly 85 reps. But it's a little depressing for me to watch people fly through things that I struggled for months at.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
What can you do?
You can complain.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
That's what my brother does.
Channel my inner Kern.
With him and his demons.
Yeah, you can channel your inner Sefton too.
Yeah. He gets furious. That's like a step further.
You know, that whole question, I believe it's gone now.
Oh, God, really?
I think I read something about that being gone, and that made me really sad.
Huh. That is unfortunate. We're of course, referring to the demon hunter quest chain get Rock and Lock.
Oh, God, I miss using my Rock Dalar. I never really used my Lock Dalar because I had the Barbarous Blade from Dire Maul, but, memories.
Do you think that the tabards kind of, like, cheapen the whole, like, grinding experience in general?
I definitely do. I think for, like, shoulder enchants and stuff, I think it is a better way to go because the grinding can just get ridiculous. But For every rep, you know, because that's kind of the way they're heading, it's a little disappointing to the people that enjoy the farming aspect of it. Running five mans over and over and over again is not my idea of a good time.
So what do you think of, like, the Baradin Hold rep, then? Because the only way you can do it, I guess, is through dailies.
You mean the Baradin Wardens?
Or Baradin Wardens, sorry.
I'm still actually, I'm I'm still doing those dailies because I need all of the mounts and the companions. So I think dailies, I like the dailies. And I like the specific mobs having the rep. I do miss that aspect of it, you know, going out to an area and hanging out there with all your fellow rep farmers and, you know, doing your thing.
Stealing mobs from each other.
Yeah. Well, Tan and I used to go together a lot. So basically we would annihilate the place and no one stood a chance in hell.
Nice. That's what it's all about, really.
That's right. Making everyone else's lives miserable.
I mean, yes. It's the warlock way.
Exactly.
Yeah, I you know, I kind of wish that they still had some reps that you could grind that, like, the old-fashioned way where you're killing, like, thousands of mobs, but that the rewards were better, you know? Because then it would give you, it'd be like, well, it's sort of optional to grind, quote-unquote grind it out, but there'd be a good reason to do it, maybe? I don't know. I think that would help balance it out a little bit.
No, I agree. I mean, like I said, like, the tabards, you know, it's helpful for the reps that you definitely need, like, for shoulder enchants or head enchants or whatever the case may be. But it would be nice to have ones that you just farm out the hard way so that, and having awesome, you know, items, not like this stupid trinket that I got, but something better in the long run.
Was the winter saber, it's winter saber, right? Was that worth it?
Definitely. I mean, having, because the tiger mounts are so ugly with the saddles and the stuff, so, I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was worth it. That one was kind of painful too, though.
You know what? Back in the day, after I think it was Tan got hers, I took a look at it. I'm like, oh, that's not, you know, hideous. So I went and I talked to the Winter Saber trainer and got, like, the first quest or whatever. Did the first quest, came back, and then it promptly told me to go do it again. I'm like, no.
Like, forget
no.
it.
So I'm like, just a little smidgen into neutral with those guys. And I'm like, nope, I'm done.
the actual requirements for the Insane are, the Ravenhold was the last one you got?
It was the last one that I worked on, because it was the one I hated the most.
How were those reps in general to get?
You know,
for aspiring in singing in the membrane people, what would you suggest?
You know, the Dark Moon Fair, I made a friggin' killing doing that rep, because basically I have one of every profession, so I made my own cards and just made them until I could turn my deck in. But the cards themselves are BOE, so I sold every card, and I definitely made a killing on Dark Moon Fair reps, so that one was good. They removed one of the reps' requirements, actually.
Chandrilar.
Yeah, I made sure I got that before they removed it, because I must have all reps.
Every rep important. Must be completed.
It
so is it happen. A feat of strength now?
I don't know if I got a feat of strength for it.
I think that they're going to put in a special achievement, if they haven't already, saying, yes, this person got exalted with Chandrilar.
Okay.
So you get something for it.
Do you know what feat of strength that I didn't get that I'm upset with you about, Kern?
What?
Yeah.
No.
You made me start the stupid quest chain.
Oh.
All I had was the one last quest to do, and I would have had the feat of strength.
For what?
It was for AQ.
The Brood of Nazdormu.
Yes.
Basically, I got Tia started on that whole big, long, epic quest chain to, like, basically get the thing to hit the gong and all that to open up the gates of AQ. Because, like, I've been listening to Tia complain for, like, literally years about how no one ever wants to go do AQ40 with her. And how
Why not? AQ is awesome.
Because it sucks. I've now done it, like, three or four times with you, and it still sucks. But, like, the Brood, like, the night before the Shattering, I guess, when the world changed and all these quests got removed and everything, like, you would not be able to complete it after that point. And so that night is when we discover that she can't do this after, like, that night. Aww. So I'm like, okay, I will do anything I need to do in order to get you this rep, because I felt responsible. I started her off on that. And, like, she had done everything, and I'd helped her out here and there. And, like, I don't even remember what was left, but it might have been BWL?
No, it wasn't. All it was items that I was missing.
The bars.
The bars. And I remember we'd been farming wherever it was for Toga to get that stuff. And you kept going, ask Toga for it. And I was like, I'm not begging him for stuff. There's no way.
I think we actually, like, practically came to blows. I was, like, this close to texting Toga to be like, dude, can we have your Elementium bars so that Tia can get her stupid, you know, exalted and all that stuff? And she's just like, no, don't do it. So, you know what? You can blame me all you want, but you're the one who, like, refused to let me text Toga.
What? Because we farmed that stuff for Toga. I wasn't going to ask him for it after
but
I
that
spent
wasn't
all that time
going away. We would have farmed for him again. Anyway, I'm not going to get back into that same argument that I had with you, like, 6 months ago. But
it was a feat of strength. So upset.
Yeah.
So the other five requirements are Exalted Ratchet, Everlook Gadget, and Booty Bay, and Honored Bloodsail Bucks. So what order would you suggest doing these in?
For me, I just kind of, I petered through all of them so that it wouldn't be super annoying. They've changed a lot, because to farm the Booty Bay and all that, I actually freed Knot a billion times. Remind me of the first season of 24 when that girl gets, kidnapped 3 times in 24 hours. Hello, you're an idiot. Anyways. I did do it by helping Knot out, which gave me 4 reps at the same time. And it also gave me drops, my Librams for a different rep at the same time, plus the pristine diamonds, which I needed for, I guess that was my Chandelier rep. So it was kind of doing multiple ones at once. I think the Bloodsail Buccaneers is generally the way to go first. Do those guys, which I've heard has changed as well.
Do you have to be exalted to get the hat?
No, you only need honored to get the hat.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't have to hit actually exalted with them. You just have to hit, I can't remember if it's honored or revered now. I did that first because it lowers your other reps. So
I think it's honored.
Yeah. So I did them first. And then after that, I just kind of did all of them at the same time so that I wouldn't get irritated.
Nice. Well, it's a rough achievement. So anyone who's just going to start it now has a very long trip ahead of them.
Except that they don't have to deal with the Chandelier.
I guess that's true.
It's definitely easier. Although, I think there's lots of bugs when it comes to killing the bruisers now in front of Booty Bay for your blood sale. From what I hear.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It's all buggy. You can't go at war with them or anything anymore.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Huh. That's funny. I remember Yuffie was trying to do that fishing contest in Stranglethorn at one point. And his boyfriend Chris was killing things in Booty Bay. Like, specifically the innkeeper. Like, Yuffie went down there, like, 2 hours ahead of time. And basically, he and Chris killed the innkeeper repeatedly. Supposedly for rep. But in reality, just to prevent any other fishermen from setting their hearth to Booty Bay.
Nice.
That is terrible.
That's so smart.
That was pretty bad. I'm like, I actually went down there and I just, like, watched them do it. I'm like, guys, the people are starting to get pissed. And then people started, like, whispering other people in the guild saying, So who's the guild master or an officer? Because this isn't cool. So I'm like, look, they're doing it for rep and, you know, et cetera.
It's smart.
Yeah. Of course, wow. he didn't win the fishing contest, so oh. I guess karma will get you every time.
That's right, Cam. Are you listening?
God.
Wow.
That was vicious.
What was your favorite rep to grind?
I don't know if I really... I think... I would say probably the Cenarian Circle. Once again, you know, going out there with Tan, trying to murder her the whole time, and BW doing his best to keep us both alive. It was a good time, for sure. And the reward at the time was spectacular. So, that's your word I'm using, by the way.
Excellent.
Yes, but the reward that I got from Cenarian Circle was super, super awesome. Although
the weapon?
Yeah. It had like 75 spell power or something, which at that vanilla time was unheard of.
That's true. That was really wicked. I mean, Madge was drooling over the Fang of Vinoxus, which had like 20 or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
not
yes.
A lot.
I remember many comments about the Fang.
Yeah.
And the need to have
oh,
the Fang.
Oh, yeah.
20-minute Vinoxus runs.
Listen, that is a story for another day.
Speaking of raids, though, Tia, what do you think about the fact that we're not getting rep for any sort of faction in current raid content? And do you miss that? Do you think that that they'll bring it back in a later tier? Or what do you think about that?
I don't know. I think having like for some of them, the rewards were pretty good. The necklace, which for some reason I never got, that takes you back to the area once you got exalted, was pretty.
Oh, the blessed
pretty neat.
Medallion of Karabor, the Ash Tongue Deathsworn. Yeah, BT.
Yeah, like the help for the easier traveling and things like that. But I think the game is. It seems WoW's really gone out of its way to make life a lot more convenient than it used to. So I'm not so sure that there's the need for it as maybe before. I don't know. I mean, I just like rep, so whatever they put in, I'm happy with.
It just sort of struck me as something that's interesting because, I mean, rep was really tied to stuff back in vanilla, obviously. I mean, you had ZG, you had that armor in AQ20. You had the armor and the weapon. There was stuff in AQ40, I believe, as well. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Plus some molten core. I mean, you had to have a certain, you know, level of rep in order to even put out the runes. Hey guys, what are these runes for?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you've gone from, like, a real reliance on rep there, and then a shift to a reliance on rep for heroics and stuff in BC, and then, like, later on in Kara, and then again in BT, you need rep in order to get your rewards. And then in Wrath, like, it was literally just the dungeon rep, then Hodir rep for your shoulders, and then you basically didn't have to worry about rep again until the Ashen Verdict. And so I'm kind of wondering if we're going to, you know, have to wait 3 or 4 tiers of content before we really see a return to interesting rep rewards.
I do. Like, I really did like the way they did MC with the runes, because you're assuring that the prizes that people get for moving further into the dungeon itself, you know, people have to put effort into it, but WoW really is kind of moving away the grinding and the need aspect and just letting people raid, basically.
I never really liked the fact that I wasn't getting, like, Hellfire rep for doing Magtheridon, and I wasn't getting Zangarmarsh rep or whatever the faction was in Zangarmarsh, Cenarian, I guess. Snarian Expedition, that's it. I wasn't getting Snarian Expedition for, like, killing Vosh and stuff like that. That always really ticked me off. So it looks like we're sort of back in that sort of state.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I never really thought of the raid rep much in that way.
Yeah, considering that's the only rep I tend to get, yeah.
Nice.
I'm sort of like the anti-Tia.
Rep is awesome.
All right, with that, we'll move into our shout-out segment. My shout-out this week is actually first a reminder to Canadians to vote on May 2nd.
You and your voting.
And go to elections.ca if you have questions about where to vote, what you need to vote, and all that stuff. I also have a special shout-out to Choice of Skywall, choiceguild.com, for getting Nefarian down. They are really looking for some quality raiders, so they're looking for a DPS Death Knight, Resto or Bear Druids, a Holy Paladin. Please do that so I don't completely lose what's left of my sanity. Disc and Shadow Priests, Rogues, Mages, Enhancement Chamois, and Fury Warriors.
So they're looking for
basically everything except a Hunter or a Warlock. So go app now to choiceguild.com. They are an awesome group of people, and they have napped down just Alakir remaining for them to be defenders of a shattered world. And finally, my other shout-out is to Tia for basically agreeing to be on the podcast. We've really come a long way from Fog yelling over vents saying, "Everyone shut up, Tia is trying to talk."
So terrible.
Do you have any shout-outs yourself?
I do. My shout-out is for my fallen comrades. So Sin, despite her best efforts, Cam cannot kill me, but she did get your bad karma. Tan, my silent Bob. Or Steve. Basically, Pacifica sucks, and you should hit him because he did give away your sex. BW, you are very missed, and Sexy Phone Voice is not the same without you.
Hey.
What?
She's right.
You guys were a duo. Sorry. It was right both of you. And the last one is to Fodder. Fodder, I do not want to level my hunter by doing one daily JC, so you need to log on more than just raiding. So those are my shoutouts.
Excellent. Nice. How about you, Madge?
Mine, I guess, is to the GM that stopped by on Thursday to Dayton. So it was a kudos on him for being awesome and actually bringing some enjoyment to what could have been a really disastrous raid. It could have been just pretty demoralizing given the whole lockout thing, but he was comical and enjoyable, and it was all good.
Very true, very true. All right, I guess that'll bring us to our tip of the week. The tip of the week is rep-based. Do not forget to equip a tabard when you're in a dungeon. Auto Tabard is an add-on that'll help you out with that. If you, like me, forget these sorts of things, I constantly go in
definitely.
With my Guild Tabard on. So I will put the link in the show notes. It's, once again, called Auto Tabard, and you can get it at curse.com.
Curse.com.
ChoiceGuild.com.
ChoiceGuild.com.
We'd love to hear your tips of the week. If you have any you'd like to share or any feedback you might have, email us at podcast@blessingoffrost.com. Let us know what you thought. You can also follow Apotheosis and myself on Twitter. Follow at ApotheosisET and at KernMoog. Leave comments and rate us up on iTunes. Tia, thank you so much for joining us today. That was a real pleasure. Do you have anything that you'd like to pimp out, like a blog, a website, or a Twitter?
You know, it's funny enough, I do. Yes, I do. Part of my reason for coming on actually today was so I could defend myself against your comment about my Pally and her raid racers. Yes, yes. So what I would like to pimp out is if everyone could go listen to the 6th episode of Blessing of Frost, and go to the time at 1 hour and 11 minutes and listen to what Kern has to say right at that moment. I think that defends all of my choices.
Uh-oh.
Awesome. I don't even know what I said. I don't even remember what episode 6
no
was.
I have no freaking clue.
Me defending
amazing.
Myself.
Amazing.
Excellent. Well.
That's fantastic. I'm so excited.
She's so prepared, dude. She has the time index. Wow.
That's right. I spent a lot of time looking for that today.
Previously on Blessing of Frost. Let's see. With regards to Tia, by the way, I don't know if she still listens. Hopefully she doesn't.
Because you were about to say something bad, aren't you?
Yes, yes I am. She was wearing gray bracers.
Gray? Item quality gray.
Like item quality
like
gray.
Like this.
Like the crap that you pick up in Elwynn Forest.
Like Was this during a raid?
No.
That would be disastrous.
Thank God, no. This was during our Lobby runs. She honestly hasn't spent any money on the tune at all, like at the auction house or whatever. Insisting that something will eventually drop. But like gray bracers, she didn't even have glyphs on like Tia. And she's like playing a holy paladin. So it's sort of like killing me. Like actually actually killing me. Unless you start pouring money into the alt. Do not buy the alt epic flying. Do not buy the alt epic gear. Do not buy the alt damn near anything. Like, give them the bare basics and have at it. Alrighty. Well, I guess that brings us to the end of our 17th episode. My name is Kern.
I am Tia.
And I'm Magic.
Until next time, stay frosty.
Blessing of Frost is a not-for-profit World of Warcraft podcast by Kern and Magic, copyright 2011. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to our Gildy Numenal for the use of his voice in our intro, and thanks to you for listening.